Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NFL playoffs yesterday, the Chiefs moved on after a 22-17 victory over the Browns. They did so despite losing quarterback Patrick Mahomes with a concussion in the third quarter. Backup Chad Henne helped ice the game with a long third down scramble and a daring fourth down completion to Tyreek Hill with just over a minute left. The Chiefs say Mahomes is doing great. They now head to their third straight AFC title game next Sunday against the Bills, who last got this far in 1993. Also yesterday, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers defeated Drew Brees and the Saints 30-20. Tampa Bay will face Green Bay in next weekend's NFC Championship. In the NHL, the Penguins bested the Capitals in a shootout 4-3. In the NBA, the Knicks snapped a 5-game losing streak by beating the Celtics 105-75. All-star Kemba Walker made his season debut after missing the first 11 games with a knee injury, but he left in the third quarter with a rib injury. Fellow Celtics all-star Jason Tatum missed his second straight game with COVID-19. Also yesterday, the Clippers routed the Pacers 129-96, and the Pelicans edged the Kings 128-123. Last night's 76ers game against the Thunder was postponed due to ongoing contact tracing in Philadelphia. In women's college basketball, Maine downed UAlbany 63-47, number 24 Syracuse pounded Miami 99-64, and NJIT took down Hartford 65-51. In men's college basketball, UAlbany topped NJIT 83-71, UMass ripped Fordham 65-46, Vermont drubbed Maine 88-60, and UMBC outscored Hartford 57-49. In MLB news, the Red Sox reportedly reached an agreement with left-hander Martin Perez on a one-year, $4.5 million contract, pending a physical. Perez went 3-5 with a 4.5 ERA in the pandemic-shortened season, when he was the only starter in the Red Sox rotation to make all 12 of his scheduled starts. I'm Jesse King.